now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you as always. I love doing the show every Saturday because I get to talk to such wonderful people and share stories, experiences, and we get to learn something together. Today we'll be talking about home staging in the second part of this show. We've got Charlene here, who's from New York and has come to Vancouver Island. I don't know her story yet, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting. Staging is really an art form, and it's a way to maybe live better in the surroundings you have, or if you're going to sell it. People can see your property through different eyes. Our first guest has been here before. Nirmala Ranigi is from Chopra Addiction Wellness Center. The last time we were talking about meditation, and she's in town today and is going to give a free meditation session at Hudson Yoga, and we'll talk about that later. But welcome to the show, Nirmala.
Thank you again, Patty, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Good afternoon. I always think it's morning because the show was at 11 before. Now it's 1, so I always still think it's morning, but good afternoon to you too. And you always look so bright and sunny, and I had such great feedback last time you were on because your session on meditation down here, TJ, really helped people. And I know that we were talking before about the chant, and you gave four different things to say, and they were harmony, peace, laughter, love. Of course, slower than that with your hand on your heart. And you said to people, if they're driving, make sure you don't close your eyes for that. But just those four simple words make you slow down and stress less.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're going to be teaching some of that today.
Yes.
And what time is your event?
It's 2:30 to 3:15.
And that's at the Hudson Yoga Studio, and that's on Douglas Street. If you want to know more, the phone number is 250-590-8206. This will be a wonderful session. And if you think you have to close your eyes and be quiet for 2 hours, and I'm sure it's more than that for you, you will be giving kind of a step-by-step to make it easy for people, sort of the 101 of meditation, that it doesn't have to be a huge thing.
That's right, absolutely.
And we can start. I have those four words written down, Nirmala, now, by my desk, so that every day, when you feel your shoulders going up to here, take those few minutes and just say those simple words.
Yes.
And look how calm you are. And today we're going to talk about another topic, which you'd pass along to me, which was food is medicine, because at the Chopra Center, which is in Squamish,
Paris, British Columbia, yes.
Food is a big part of it. So with addiction and part of the wellness is yoga, meditation, and food plays a big part in that. And how can food make us better?
Well, before I begin, I want to first say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And we need to recognize all the mothers. They are very, when you think of food, think of mother and nurture, nourishing. So I'm sure you can relate to your mom. I can relate to my mother.
Yes, whether your moms are here or not, they're always with you, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I want to start off is do a small chant, and then I'll answer your question around food.
Okay. All right.
So I'll ask all the listeners to just take a deep breath in. Release. Take another deep breath in. And let go of any tension. And one more breath in. And just bring yourself to this present moment. I will recite a short chant and then translate. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahei Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Together may we be protected. Together may we be nourished. Together may we walk with great energy. May our journey together be brilliant and effective. May there be no ill feelings. Peace, peace, peace. So when it's comfortable, please open your eyes. And as we are talking about food and how food impacts those, actually impacts all of us. the kind of food we eat, the choices we make, and how it impacts our body. So the title is Food is Medicine or Food as Medicine. It's not just about what we eat, it's really what we digest. We can have sometimes the best quality foods, but when it comes into our stomach, and if our digestive system, or if we are not able to digest that food, it becomes toxic. And that leads to illness, diseases, and a lot of complication in people's life. So one side is food, trying to see what foods you should eat, and then at the same time, that other part is what we eat, the work we do, and what we think. That's all connected. So for example, if you are emotionally upset, and if you are eating, you're not eating for your body, you're eating for your emotions. And we all have that tendency. When we see guests that come to the center, what we typically see is if, for example, somebody comes with alcohol addiction, if they stop the alcohol use, the next thing they will go to is food. Food is available, so food is a way to medicate your feelings. And so we have to be very mindful. I mean, at the center, what we do is we really see how the people are eating food. And one of the things we don't have at the center is sugar. Sugar is sweet. And, you know, according to Ayurveda, which is science of life, there is six tastes. We have sweet, sour, salty. Then we have pungent, astringent, and bitter. In the West, we always think about sour, salty, and sweet. Mm-hmm. But the other three we don't think about, or we don't really pay that much attention. And so according to Ayurveda, for optimal balanced diet, you need to incorporate all those six tastes in your food. And for example, when you think of pungent, so all your spices, the ginger, the cloves, the garlic, onions, these are all in that category. And these actually allow, when the food is being digested, to really kind of absorb all the nutrients in the body. One of the things is when our foods don't digest, it gets lodged in our different arteries, in our different circulatory channels. And in Ayurveda, that's called ama, that's toxic residue. The other part is when, for example, if you have good digestive energy, digestive power, your food can translate into something we call ojas, which is the taking all the vital nutrients from the food we eat. And so sometimes when you see a person, you see they are looking very sluggish, dull, and lethargic, depressed. It's because their digestive system is not working properly. And we see people who have looking bright, energetic. You know that digestion is working well. And again, in Ayurveda, the word is Agni. Agni is ignite. It's the digestive fire. So we all have a digestive fire within us. And it's how do you get your digestive fire? You need to keep it healthy.
That's so interesting. And we've come so far from our food source now with all the packaged things in the West and processed and the 25 ingredients. That we've come so far away from what really is good food for us that I haven't really heard a lot of talk about digestive health in that way. When we hear about probiotics and things, but not really about the foods we should eat. What kind of foods is that based on? And I know at the center it's a vegetarian diet. What kind of foods would you eat then in a typical day that are going to be all the flavors, all the things that help your digestion? Is there a set kind of menu for that?
Well, we leave it to the chefs. At the center, I don't interfere in that part at all. And the chefs really are, at the center, what they do is they look at the guests that come in. And part of, again, the Ayurvedic healing is looking at the mind-body constitution. We are all made up of different elements. The five elements, which is starts with space, air, fire, water, and earth. So we are all made up of those elements, but we all have different proportions of it. So when we have a lot of, for example, movement, that's called Vata. This is in Ayurveda. Vata means there's a, you know, there's a lot of air, there's air and space, which translates into movement. Then the next one is Pit, which is the fire and water. And this is your circulation, the metabolism. And then there is the Kaph or Kapha, which is your water and earth. And this is your protection and stability. So we all have those within us in different proportions. So for example, usually when a person is in addiction, they have probably a lot of air and space going on some level because the mind is going at whatever speed it is. And the whole idea is to look at what's going on in the mind and also in the body and trying to achieve some balance through getting them to do some answering simple questionnaire. And from there, the chefs usually plan the menu accordingly. So, and we try and incorporate the fresh organic from local, from Squamish. We also get food from outside of Squamish as well. And basically trying to balance those six tastes, which is the sweet, sour, salty, astringent, bitter, and pungent. And then we incorporate all the seven colors. So can you imagine if you have a plate of food which has got your salad, it has got some red peppers, it has got some squash, it has got rice, or whatever vegetables it's there.
So it feeds the eyes, senses, and the soul.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we're talking more about how you can get a hold of Nirmala for the Chopra Center and about the meditation workshop today. She has generously passed along a book because, of course, Deepak Chopra is the center of all this. And the cookbook is the Chopra Center Cookbook, Nourishing Body and Soul. The third caller will get this book, 250-386-1161. It's a great book. Be the third caller at 250-386-1161. Back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom, callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
When you look in the mirror, what do you see? If it's wrinkles and sagging skin, you're losing collagen, a natural process that you can fight with the help of Lorna Vanderhaeghe's Active Collagen. Take it for at least 28 days, and you could see improvement in the elasticity and moisture of your skin and reduce depth of your wrinkles, making you look younger. Lorna Vanderhaeghe's Active Collagen. Get it at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel with an exciting summer on sale offer from Holland America Cruises. Book your Holland America cruise with Vision Travel by June 15th and save big on cruises this summer. Alaska cruise tours from $9.99, Canada New England from $4.99, plus free upgrades on select sailings, a $50 beverage card per person, and free or reduced cruise fares for kids on select sailings. Call us today to make your summer cruise dream a reality. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
It's just a fact that over the years, and for many reasons, hearing health can diminish. Even people speaking loudly and clearly can sound like they're mumbling. At Connect Hearing, we'd like to change that. Call, book online, or come in to book your free hearing test and ask about our special 3-week hearing aid trial so you can hear the difference for yourself. This offer only lasts to August 31st, so call Connect Hearing at 1-888-355-4170 or visit connecthearing.ca and stay connected.
Canadian Olympic hero Clara Hughes is a champion of mental health across Canada, raising millions on Bell Let's Talk Day. And she's taking it to the street in Clara's Big Ride with a stop in Victoria on May 15th. Join CFAX 1070 and Clara for Hats Off to Clara Hughes, an evening of wine and food at the Victoria Public Market, all in support of the Bipolar Disorder Society's Bipolar Babe Project. Let's help Clara make a difference. Tickets are available here at our studios. Details at CFAX1070.com.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. This is Lifestyle. We are here every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on CFAX 1070. Later in the show, we're talking to Charlene about staging. Right now, we're talking to Nirmala Ranigi from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center, which is in Squamish. Before we go on, let's just talk about where you're at, if people want to get a hold of you, because every time you're on, people contact me. I want to know more about you. We all have issues in our life, whether it's us or a family member. And this is a great center, and I know frontline staff would be happy to probably answer questions if they have them about the center. How do they get a hold of you?
The center is located in Paradise Valley, 3501 Paradise Valley Road. Phone number is 1-888-802-3001, and the website is chopratreatmentcenter.com. I do answer all emails if it's addressed to me.
I'm sure you do.
So if somebody wants to connect with me, it's Nirmala, N-I-R-M-A-L-A, at chopratreatmentcenter.com. You can also call the center and the staff will contact me so I can call you.
Excellent. And who was the winner of the book, TJ?
Our winner was Jan, who was very excited about the cookbook.
I bet she was. Thanks, TJ. And you got another great thing coming up. We got Shalina joining us here, who's helping you out with this event, the free meditation session. That's today at the yoga, Hudson Yoga.
Yes.
And you know where that is? Have you been there yet? It's a fabulous studio.
No, it'll be exciting.
So that's from 2:30 to 3:15. It's 1701 Douglas Street. The phone number is 250-590-8206. And that's going to be 45 minutes of awesome, of learning how to get this peace in your life and by an expert.
I don't consider myself an expert. I'm still on that path of learning. I consider myself a student.
Well, you seem pretty expert to me. And we're going to talk also about BIT, which is...
Body Intelligent Techniques.
And that's to do with digestion as well?
It's to do with food and being mindful and being aware of when we are eating. So one of the things we'll start off with, including all the six tastes mm-hmm. in your food. So being aware of just not sweet, sour, salty, but include a little bit of pungent, the bitter and astringent in your...
So bitter would be some...
Your
lemons.
Leafy, all your green leaves.
Okay.
Right?
And some herbs, spices?
For pungent, yeah.
Okay.
Ginger, onions, garlic. There's lots of spices out there.
So waking our senses up a little bit more. So
that's
that we're
right.
aware of each of those flavors, okay?
And astringent are the compact foods. For example, your beans are all your astringent category. And the next thing would be is having all those colors. And next is, this is the most important, eat in a quiet, comfortable space, being settled. How often we are sitting in a place where there's TV on and our attention really goes on to what's happening on the news mm-hmm. or what's happening on TV and not really what we are eating. And the next item is eat when you really feel hungry. So on a scale of 1 to 10, one being feeling the most hungry and 10 full is when you're around 2 to 3, you should eat and stop at around 7. The reason being you need to keep a little bit of space for the digestion to happen, for the digestive juice to mix the food.
And that takes a bit of time after you finish eating.
That's right.
That's why you can get fuller later and you realize, oh, I overate.
That's right. And the other thing is that always sit down and eat. And I'm guilty of this, is sometimes I stand and eat and you know, as you are doing certain things, you forget. So it's always important to sit down while you're eating. Reducing ice-cold beverages. When I talked about Agni or the digestive fire, Agni comes from the Sanskrit word ignite. We all have a digestive fire in our body. And if you, for example, drink ice water or cold beverages, what you do is you suppress that fire. So that's why when you're eating food, do not drink ice-cold water.
Is that why in the morning you may have warm water with lemon?
That's right. It's to get your digestive juices going. Mm. And try and eat your biggest meal during the day. That's when your sun's energy is out there. And according to Ayurveda, you don't have to eat like in the morning and snack and lunch and dinner. It's really you eating for your body type. So when you feel hungry, that's when you should be eating.
Not at 9, 12, and 5 or
whatever. Right, that's right. Okay. So you should eat meals for your body type, biggest meal being at lunch if you are hungry. And then always listen to your appetite. Are you eating because you're hungry, or are you eating because you are emotionally reactive, or you're feeling emotions? The other part is trying to eat fresh. Fresh is always good. I know that there's a lot of things out in the market we try and bring and live it in a fridge, refrigerator, microwave. If possible, try and avoid all that. Make a ritual, make a habit of eating as fresh as possible. I mean, I remember going back, growing up in Fiji Islands, we did not have a refrigerator in our house because my father believed in buying fresh, eating fresh, and done for the day.
Way ahead of his time.
Of course. Yeah. And the other thing is, include as fruits, vegetables, and sit quietly after eating. Take a break, a few minutes, and then, if possible, just go for a walk, and that'll help.
Things moving again.
And one more thing is practicing mindfulness. I think I did talk about a little bit about last time.
Yeah, and I know in the seven spiritual laws of yoga and success, that's all a part of it, right?
That's right. Being aware of all your senses, so seeing what you're eating, smelling, listening. Being able to touch, feel the food you're eating. All this is part of healing your body, because food is medicine. And so what you eat, it's not only what you eat, it's what you digest. Because at the end of the day, all the nourishment that comes out is really from the food you eat. And one thing is what we eat and also what we eliminate. So it's important to have very good elimination as well. Otherwise, you build up toxicity in your body.
Well, I think we've come full circle here and answered all the questions that we need to. If people want to know more, you can find Nirmala at the Chopra Center. You can find them on site website?
It's ChopraTreatmentCenter.com.
Right. And today, Nirmala will be at the Hudson Yoga Studio. 590-8206 is the phone number, and it's 1701 Douglas Street. Between 2:30 and 3:15, and experience a free meditation session. Thank you for the book and the giveaway. I'm sure Jim will enjoy it. Thank you for sharing all the experience that you have, because I think that's another step in the right direction for people. We've talked about meditation, now about food, and there's so much more to know, and I appreciate you coming and sharing your wisdom.
No, thank you very much, Patty, and it's always a pleasure to share this. It's timeless wisdom that we all can benefit from, is how we eat, what we eat, and even how we communicate with others.
That's right. And if the name of the game is the show today, that people take a minute to calm down, listen, and learn something, that's what it's all about. Back after the news with Charlene talking about staging.
How Bell makes having a Samsung Galaxy S5 better.
You know, I really need a new phone.
Well, I just got the new Samsung Galaxy S5.
Like it?
Love it. Check out how beautiful this screen is, and the camera is amazing. Oh, and since I'm on Bell, I get over 100 live and on-demand channels and blazing fast LTE speeds. It's like
flying to Paris and getting bumped to first class.
Totes.
Your next Galaxy deserves Canada's largest LTE network. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, your next Galaxy just got better.
The best Mother's Day gifts come fresh out of the greenhouses at Marigold Nurseries. Island family owned and operated for 70 years. Save on specially priced strawberry hanging baskets, basket stuffers, and eat healthy garden strong Marigold Grow and Veggie 6-packs. Also, 5-liter ready-to-use Roundup Pump and Go kills the roots and gets rid of weeds. On Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30. I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. It was a deadly and chaotic Friday night in St. Paul, Alberta. A man was killed during an exchange of gunfire with RCMP officers, and 3 officers were injured. A female officer was seriously injured when the driver of a pickup appeared to deliberately collide with her vehicle. Gunfire was then exchanged and the pickup driver was killed. An officer was shot in the hand and another was struck in the face by flying glass. Investigators are saying they don't yet know what motivated the carnage or if a man who died in hospital after being reported in distress had any connection with the other events. A spokeswoman for the Catholic Archdiocese of Edmonton says the man who died in hospital was a local priest, Father Gilbert Dasna. Nigeria's president for weeks refused international help to search for the schoolgirls abducted by Islamic extremists. The British Foreign Office says the UK offered to help the day after the mass abduction. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said its embassy and staff agencies offered to help from day one of the crisis. Yet it was only this week that Nigeria accepted help from the U.S., Britain, France, and China. Canada has also offered assistance. The unidentified remains of those killed at the World Trade Center returned to the site in a solemn procession on a foggy Saturday morning.
Three flag-draped coffins containing almost 8,000 remains were lowered into the repository at the 9/11 Museum, where they will only be accessible to family and officials. Monica Eichen-Murphy, who lost her husband, says it's a fitting tribute.
It's a sacred and hallowed space, and today is optimistic that Michael, I've never gotten any remains, is in that space and he's home now.
But retired firefighter Jim Riches, who lost his son on 9/11, says it's disrespectful.
I think it's a disgrace that they're doing this, and I think it hurts the families.
The medical examiner says it will keep trying to identify the remains as technology advances. Julie Walker, New York.
Two Boston Marathon spectators who became symbols of courage after last year's bombing have teamed up for a graduation speech. Jeff Bauman lost his legs in the attack. He told graduates at Fisher College in Boston to keep moving forward and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Carlos Arredondo, who helped save Bauman's life, stressed the importance of community and teamwork. Both beamed with pride after receiving honorary degrees. That's CFAX News to 132.
Last season's winner, Eric Chong, pampered the palates of the Leafs, the armed forces, and most importantly, the judges. Now it's your turn. CTV's MasterChef Canada Season 2 is already in the works. Think you have what it takes to outcook, outsmart, and outlast the competition? Apply at ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada for your chance to be crowned the next champion. Auditions start soon. Go to ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada and apply now.
Taking a look at weather, cloudy today, 30% chance of showers throughout the day and looking to reach a high of 16 degrees. For tonight, increasing cloudiness into the evening, winds near the Juan de Fuca Strait and lows to 8 degrees. For your Sunday, all those clouds should clear later in the morning, highs to 18 degrees expected. Right now outside our studios downtown, we're sitting at 14 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I am Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX 1070. We're here every Saturday from 1 till 2. We just had a great session with Nirmala Ranigi, who is here from time to time. Remember, her meditation session is on today. Now I'm joined by a new guest who's going to be joining us every month, I would hope, because she has got a fabulous history. She's a certified interior designer, principal and owner of Aesthetic Concept Design Services, interior design, architecture, consulting. They do it all. Her name is Charlene Ionescu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patty.
How are
you? Nice to be here. Very well, thank you.
Now listen, you came from New York. I was looking at your website, and of course I'm a realtor, and that's how I kind of saw you, because you're doing a lot of seminars in town now on staging and all kinds of different things, I'm sure, in the future. So we're going to talk about staging a little bit later, but how did you come from, I know you're from Quebec City and then New York, and your husband's an architect and an urban planner, and what is your journey here to get back here to Vancouver Island?
This is the question that everyone asking. So what happened is I'm originally from Quebec City.
Yeah.
And in the early 90s, I went and visited New York City, and I loved it. I loved the pace of it and the character of it. So at that time, it was the peak of my career, in my life. So I decided to give it a trial, and then I met my husband there. And we got married in the early 90s, but it was the recession in construction and architecture, which gave us time to adapt. And we opened that firm a steady concept, and we provide architecture, interior design, consulting services, and we practice for 20 years.
Wow. You must have lots of great stories about New York apartments and all kinds of stuff that you designed.
Yes.
Restaurants, right? A lot of restaurants you did, too.
I did a lot of commercial work, restaurants, retail, offices, usually 10,000 square feet and bigger.
Wow.
And also I had the opportunity to become a professor at the New York School of Interior Design.
Wow.
Yes.
How cool. You've done it all.
I've done good.
You've done good. Yes, and your husband and you moved here, and how long have you been on Vancouver Island?
Well, we moved a little bit over a year ago, and what happened is that we wanted to slow down. New York City is exciting, but, you know, it gets to you after 20 years. You kind of start to feel the need to do something else, too, and we have a teenage daughter. So all together, we decided to come and visit the West Coast because when we met in New York City 20 years earlier, the goal was to move to Vancouver at the time. But we got caught up with projects and then we stayed in New York. So we said, well, let's give that a trial at this time. We came to Vancouver and, Vancouver is beautiful, but we had the opportunity to come on the island and the island is, for us, a lot better. So
I agree. You know, I love Vancouver. I used to live there years ago, but I was born here. And every time I take the ferry back and you get here, and maybe you appreciate it more as you get older, it's sort of like,
it's
you know, really, there's nothing you can't do. I know you still work in New York. You can still do everything, you know, with a computer nowadays. And, you know, you don't have to live somewhere else. But the water all around us and the greenery and, you know, the pace of life, it really is something. But it must be quite a change from New York to be here. You still must be a little bit of shock.
I wouldn't necessarily call it shock, but it's an adjustment.
Yeah.
Being from Quebec City, you see, I have the advantage of being Canadian, so
right.
I'm back home. Although, you know, we all know that it's not. There's some little jokes between the French and the English Canadians, but it's nice to be back home, and it's nice because people are very, very polite and civilized and. It's very different from New York City.
I bet. And how are you finding business? I see you've jumped in with both feet, so you must be already up and running.
We are at the beginning of this new venture. We basically moved a steady concept from New York City to the island. And obviously, the projects are a little bit different. And we focus a lot on education at this time. So fortunately, we have the opportunity to offer a lot of seminars to the public. And you know, I think that the topics are of interest to the public too.
Right. And if people want to know more, your website, tell them the address so they can look it up too, because there's lots of great information on there about what you've done and about the different seminars you offer.
Yes. Our website is www.aesthetic.com, so it's AESTHETICC.com, and on it you can find everything about our services and also about the different seminars that we offer.
That sounds great. And your daughter, how is she doing? Is she
she loves it.
Does she love it here?
Yeah, she you know, because I wanted her to be also French, she's Canadian, but to also know a lot about French. So she used to spend a month, a year in summer camps in Canada. And the last time she said, when we returned to New York, she said, oh, mommy, I already miss the beauties of Canada. So that's when we thought, yeah, we may consider going there. So we did it.
That's great. Well, we're glad to have you here on the island and all the great stuff you're going to be teaching us. When we come back with Charlene, we're going to talk about home staging. I work with at Remax Camosun, and home staging is, you know, detailing, decluttering, depersonalizing, as you write, and reassembling. And, you know, it's really important, and not only if you're selling, but maybe if you want to reorganize your life a bit and look at it a different way, because sometimes we get used to that couch being pushed over here and there, and, you know, we can do a lot with what we have and a couple of throw cushions, a new color reset. So when we come back, more with Charlene.
Join Club 1070. Give us feedback and win. Pick your favorite topics. Tell us the guests you love or love to hate.
Sign up now at CFAX1070.com.
This week, when you take our survey, you could win tickets to see Heart with Jason Bonham live at the Save On Foods Memorial Center on June 29th.
Join Club 1070 and win. Sign up now at CFAX1070.com.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Matt McLeod with CFAX 1070, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. Tomorrow is the Baby Molly Memorial Family Fun Day at the Delta Ocean Point Resort. This event allows Molly's family to give back to the community that supported them in their time of need. The event will have bouncy castles, face painting, free crafts, snacks, entertainment, as well as a free 1K family walk and a 5K fun run along the scenic Songhees Waterway. Donations to the BC Children's Hospital will also be gratefully accepted. Tickets are now on sale for Claire's Big Ride, an evening wine tasting celebration on May 15th. The event is a fundraiser for the Bipolar Disorder Society of BC and boasts an evening of wine tasting, live music, silent auctions, and an opportunity to meet Clara Hughes, a six-time Olympic champion who is riding across Canada in hopes of bringing awareness to mental health. You can always find out more about what's happening on our website, CFAX1070.com. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
Korean.
Swiss.
Mexican.
Polish.
British.
Thai.
Japanese.
Hey, what kind of game you guys playing?
No game, we're just listing some of the international foods at Fairway Market.
Oh, okay. Has anyone mentioned Italian yet?
From great produce to choice cuts of meat to local and exotic natural foods, Fairway Market is a world of flavors, inspiring you to cook terrific, healthful, tastier meals every day. Fairway Market. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you haven't shopped Fairway.
Test driving the all-new Lexus RX F-Sport is easy. Head straight out of the dealership toward quick handling and responsive acceleration. Pass through a rush of freedom until elation comes into view. Then go past obligation and return to the dealership only when necessary. 270 horsepower, 8-speed sequential shift transmission. Come see how it feels.
Lease a 2013 Lexus RX 350 for only $581 per month with zero down for 48 months at 1.5% APR. See newspaper or visit Metro Lexus for more details.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
A trip down memory lane. Boomertown with Barry Bowman. Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Charlene UNESCO. Did I say that
yes.
right?
Yes, UNESCO.
From Aesthetic Concept Design Services. Charlene is here from New York and now living on the island. She's giving lots of seminars. Her and her husband do interior design, architecture, consulting. And we learned all about kind of Charlene's backstory in the last segment. And now we're going to talk about something that you were giving some home staging seminars the last month, and I know we'll give contact for that after. But home staging is really important, because what is home staging? You know, whether it's a house full of stuff or an empty house, what do you do with home staging?
Well, the goal, you know, what it is that when you sell your property, ideally you want to make a very impressive first impression. And however, you are aware that you're selling it, so it has to be done at an affordable cost. And hopefully, whatever work is being done would increase the value of the property, so you get a better return on your investment. So the idea being that the potential buyer has to be able to walk in the space and have a vision of their life in it. And that impression is often made at the curb appeal. So once you get in, it just has to be reinforced. You know what's interesting about home staging is that originally it was used as a last resort. We used to stage homes that did not sell. Mm-hmm. But at that time, you know, at that point, you already lost some money on your investment. You're going to have to sell a little bit lower because you've been on the market for a while.
Right, because it's those first 3 weeks really that a lot of traffic comes in. So you really kind of want to get their attention off the hop.
Yes, and today's potential buyers expect that the home they're going to visit will be staged. They don't want to get in a house that's too personal, with a lot of picture frames, with the family, and also they really don't want to walk in a house that has a lot of clutter.
No, because you're buying a lifestyle. And clients can't take it personally because you love the picture as a little Johnny, but that's to put away for your next home and package up. But people are buying a lifestyle, and they don't want us. They want to look, you know, something new and clean and envision that space.
Well, actually, while preparing that seminar, it was very interesting for me to read that potential buyers, especially young professionals, they are willing to pay more for a home that has been staged. Mm. And because they don't have the time to spend on home repairs, and they expect a beautiful and functional home. So, you know, some potential buyers will walk away from an unstaged property. They really do need to imagine their own personalized vision of the space.
Right, and if it's empty, a lot of people, it's that cold feeling. And if it's empty, people think, oh, well, especially, you know, if, say, someone has passed away or moved on to a care home if you're older. That happened with my mom, and you have to sort of wonder how much put into it. But a fresh coat of paint and putting something in the house and making it appealing will keep people going in, because it's that first impression and the first 10 seconds and they're gone, right, if they don't like it.
Yes, well, we call it the empty house syndrome. And what happens when the space is empty is that you don't have a sense of scale.
Right.
You cannot really feel how your furniture or your belongings will fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it like you said, it definitely lacks the homey feeling.
And if you only have a certain budget, would you do the whole house, or is it important to get that front living room? Like, is there a special way to know how to use your funds in the best way, or the furniture that you have?
There are definitely priorities. For instance, the curb appeal should be...
The minute you drive up.
Yes, because today, you know, the potential buyer will drive by most of the time before scheduling an appointment, a viewing. And they're not only looking at the front of the house, they will look at the sides. And if the back is available for viewing, they will stretch their neck to look at it, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that would be a good place to start. And then after that, we do not stage the entire house. You know, it's not necessary. We do, however, do the curb appeal, the entrance, the living room. If it's an open layout, then we will do the living, dining, kitchen, because inevitably it's open. Then we'll do the kitchen and the master suite.
Okay.
As far as the rest of the rooms, it really depends. But the main goal and the first action, which is really free, is to declutter and also to really clean the house, you know, in depth. Yes.
Right. And if you don't want to do that, hire someone.
Yes.
Who can do that for you.
Well, part of the home staging process is that you have to determine what exactly you're going to do. And then after that, how much money you're going to put on it. So you have to prepare a budget. And the last decision would be, do you do it yourself or do you hire someone to do it?
Right. And you talk about empty nest syndrome, too, because a lot of people now, their kids are moving out, and that affects where their next move is going to be and what they're going to take with them. And
well, what happened is we move more than once, obviously, as we're getting older, too. And that's interesting that you bring that up, because it's part of another seminar that I have about senior living. But hopefully we will all have the opportunity to do the move instead of having to be forced to do a move. Mm-hmm. So home staging study shows that if you stage your house, you will get 3 to 10% on your investment. So it's worth it.
Absolutely, and you don't want to sit there. If you want to sell your house, you don't want it sitting there for months and months while other people choose another property.
Especially,
and it could be as simple as staging.
It is usually as simple as staging. Yes.
Absolutely, because, you know, a clutter and people have their own, they may have clutter themselves, but they look at another house, they want to think, I can breathe, you know?
Well, the thing is, people want to buy a house that's on the trend. You know, if your house is up to date, the potential buyer will assume that the fresh decor is associated with good taste and an increased status. And they will also make the assumption that you're taking good care of your house.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many things you can do. But sometimes it's not worth the money to invest in a kitchen makeover, all these things that aren't going to bring in another dime to you because of maybe the neighborhood you're in or the comparables. But home staging, they will get their own kitchen, but they will at least get the idea the house is nice and worth buying.
Yes. You know, it's really touchy to renovate a kitchen before moving out. Because even if you have a brand new kitchen, there doesn't mean that the potential buyer will like the style.
Totally, and especially now. Yes. Brown cabinets are out, the white ones are in. Someone don't like granite, everybody has to have granite. You know, they show granite. You know?
Yes.
So it's a trendy thing, too. And even between a couple, you can't make them happy who likes what, as you know. So when we come back, we'll talk more about staging and how you can get more bang for your buck by staging your home.
This is how long it can take to make a safe left-hand turn. Ready? If that seemed longer than you think, that's probably because we sometimes underestimate how long it takes to make a left-hand turn. So before you rush, think, yield, give yourself enough time, then go, and get there safely. A message from ICBC.
Hi, it's me. Could you tell me the address of your rental property again? That's where I am. I thought I had the wrong place. No, I'm on your roof, and it's in good shape. You're at least 5 years away from needing it replaced. You're very welcome.
Sometimes you don't need a new roof. And if that's the deal, Ariel Roofing will tell you. Ariel Roofing. Honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
Six-time Olympian Clara Hughes has battled mental illness on her way to the top. And right now, she's facing her biggest challenge yet. An epic 12,000-kilometer ride over mountains through extreme weather, all to unite Canadians in the conversation about mental illness.
See Clara and cheer her on when she comes to Victoria on March 15th at 3 p.m. at the Legislature.
Share the ride. Join the conversation. Help end the stigma around mental illness.
You need money. You own your home.
I need money. I own my home.
Meet Get Acceptance.
Online?
Or on the phone.
Not like a bank.
No, it's a simple application.
Credit check?
Nope. No need for a credit check or income history. And approvals take about 24 hours.
I need the money for...
It doesn't matter what you need the money for. Need $15,000?
$50,000.
Or $300,000. Go to Get Acceptance.
And get...
Accepted. Get Acceptance. When you can't bank on the banks, go to getthatloan.ca. Some conditions apply.
We are back with Charlene Ionescu from Aesthetic Concept Design Services. We're talking about staging right now. So whether you maybe want to reorgan your house and just to have Charlene and her crew show up and give you some ideas, or you're selling your house and like me, you're a realtor and your client has a lot of stuff. Or if you're maybe it's your parents' house and Charlene come in and maybe help and kind of be the go-between and suggest softly about what they can do. Because emotions, we're talking about emotions of moving. It's a big deal. Say you've been there 30 years or, you know, even five, maybe your kids were born in that house. You know, you have a lot of emotion involved. So you take things personally, right?
Yes. It's good to have someone else's looking at it because definitely there's emotion on both sides, on the seller part and on the buyer's part.
Right.
Because the buyer also comes in with a new set of emotion. It would, you know, they will have to adapt and learn and adjust. But the seller is emotionally attached. The house is considered the home, but the home is where we live.
Yeah.
So they're selling a house. And by selling their house, usually when you get the best of your, you really get a good price for it. It helps move on much easier than. So, you know, staging, we try not to spend money. The less, the better.
Right. And you were saying 1% to 3% of the sale price. So you're not going in there charging a ton of money.
No.
You go in there, first of all, you said, and then you return afterwards. So after the decluttering and everything else, and then you can recommend what the next step is.
Well, yes. So once we are contacted, we go on site and we look at the house and we listen to the seller's position, why they're moving. You know, sometimes they're already out of the house. But in the case that they're still living in it, it's important to remind them that they're moving away. So by decluttering, they already have a step forward towards moving.
Yeah.
Because you pack as much as you can. The potential buyer, you know, yes, they buy a lifestyle, but the bottom line is they buy space.
Mm.
So that house has to look big, clean, and really offers all the opportunities that the
That's true, because, you know, a lot of times when people are selling, I look in their cupboards and I say, you've got to reduce that closet by half. The laundry room, it's messy. You know, we don't worry your mind to this stuff. We want to think, oh, there is closet space. Oh, the laundry room, I can fold my stuff. So, you know, they go in drawers. People go in the kitchen. They look in the fridge. Make sure you have it looking kind of like a magazine, because people are going to judge it as far as how they're going to live in it.
Yes, and interestingly enough, 20% of the square footage is usually dedicated to storage. And the lack of storage is one of the major cause, the reason why people are moving. So while they visit the house, let's say from the entrance, and they look at the closet, and if it is too full, they already assume that there's not enough space for their own things.
Isn't it crazy how much stuff we have now? I mean, look at all these storage places now. I mean, we're paying to cart our crap around that we don't even want, right? Yeah. I mean, I know this because we have a lot of storage stuff, and we had a bit of a water problem, and a lot of it got ruined. And, you know, the stuff that matters is very small.
Well,
compared
we
to the stuff you cart around. I mean, my kids are looking at all these old teddy bears and stuff. I'm like, what are you saving this stuff for? My banana-stained bib. It's like, well, because it meant something to me. I'm sure your future wife won't want it, but...
Yes, apparently, we are only using 20% of our belongings. The rest, we treasure it, pamper it, clean it, store it.
God. Like our clothes, right?
Like everything.
I mean, people, we need a big walk-in closet. Well,
yes.
We wear 20% of it.
If.
If. Okay, so anything left important in the last minute we have here to get across to people, say they're wanting to move or wanting to just refresh their space, what are some good tips about furniture placement in their living room, say?
Well... To show, if the goal is to show that you're selling a bigger space, a bigger place, and the number one thing would be to try to create a grouping of furniture. You have to show that you have a conversation area, and after that, if the room is big enough, you may have a secondary area there for a reading corner, or so the. Fashion, I would call it fashion, is to look at stage homes where the furniture are located, are placed away from the wall. It's not a good idea to line up the furniture on the wall.
Right. No. So little vignettes so it looks like it's approachable.
Yes.
And oversized furniture, maybe you want to get rid of too many hutches and too many extra tables. My parents used to have a lot of sofas. Like, you can't have too many things. You want to make it pared down because...
Yes.
The space is what you're selling as well. Tell people how to get a hold of you one more time, Charlene.
Well, we are available through our website at aesthetic.com, AESTHETICC.com. And you can also call us at 250-800-0154.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. I look forward to next time we talk, maybe about the seniors seminar that you're going to be giving.
Yes.
If you want to know more information, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, for radio and real estate needs. TJ, thank you as always. Wonderful having you here every week on Lifestyle from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.